Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he is our Browns beat reporter. We love him. You love him. We all love him. And he's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's dangerous, Daryl Ryder. Hello, D.
Daryl.
Wow.
Hi, guys. Daryl. How are you?
We're wonderfully well. How are you?
No complaints.
Okay, good. Then you obviously didn't care that Nick Chubb had 5 carries in the first half and Kareem Hunt didn't have any. I'm going to let that go eventually. Yeah.
You'll get over
Thoughts?
It.
Thoughts? Thoughts? Come on.
We always do, right?
Throw a guy a bone here, man. What do you think?
The game plan yesterday didn't seem all that dissimilar to, you know, what we saw throughout the season. You know, they tended to throw more than they ran in the first half, and then they would use the running game to put teams away. Unfortunately, that wasn't the mistake. The mistake was not taking the football to start the game. I understand the wanting to double dip with the final possession of the first half and then come right back out with the football in the third quarter. The problem is you can't do that with Kansas City. And the Browns ended up playing from behind right from the get-go. And, you know, that's a team you want to put your strength on the field, not the weakness. And, you know, so that to me is where Stefanski made his first mistake. His second mistake came in the challenges, more so than I think who got touches in that first half. So I think they should have taken the football, tried to play from ahead, as opposed to giving it to Kansas City and them just walking right down the field. And, you know, before you blink your eyes, you're already down a touchdown.
Well, now I think it begs the question that if we're getting into decisions and whatnot, what did you think of 4th and 9, Daryl?
Well, I think that was the right decision at that point because Chad Henne was on the other side of the field. And so I didn't necessarily have a problem punting there because you're expecting and trusting that your defense was going to go out there and get themselves a 3 and out. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. It looked like they were going to get off the field when Myles Garrett sacked Chad Henne on 2nd and 8 that, you know, forced a 3rd and 14. And I didn't expect that they would allow Chad Henne to run for 13 yards. And then obviously Andy Reid going for it there and getting that, you know, 5-yard completion to put the game away. I can't argue the punt, especially the location, your own 32. It was 4th and 9. If it was less than 4th and 5, I think there's more of a compelling case. But 4th and 9, I think that's a tough ask.
I agree with you on that. And you have over 4 minutes left in the game, even with only one timeout. You have to trust your team. I'm not going to say trust your defense. You have to trust your team that you're going to get Chad Henne off the field at some point and not have him run out the clock on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's on the defense. I mean, that's not granted, that the series that led up to that punt wasn't great. I understand that, but that's on the defense for not getting off the field. And listen, I'll be honest with you. I think they got as far as they did in spite of their defense this year. And Andrew Berry's going to spend a lot of time this offseason blowing up that side of the football and getting some guys in here that can play. Just like he, supplemented the offense, outside of Myles Garrett, Sheldon Richardson, Larry Ogunjobi, we're assuming Olivier Vernon's not coming back, Denzel Ward, and Ronnie Harrison, everything else needs remade on that side of the ball. You got 110% from those guys. Effort, I don't think, was a problem there. It just, for the people that want to criticize Joe Woods, he didn't exactly have a full deck that he was playing with this year. And I think that they, maximized, what they had to work with. But they definitely need to upgrade that side of the football. And I think that if they do that, this time next year, hopefully fans are a little happier and, there'll be a football game to be played next weekend for the Browns.
So, Darryl, I want to elaborate a little bit on that defensive answer you just gave on the defense as far as the secondary. Because I've been telling Jeff all morning, what do we know, what does the organization know about Greedy Williams, about Delpit's coming back from an Achilles, but
right.
It's almost like, to what extent do you, gut this or do you improve it when you don't really know the answers on some key, and I mean really key, young guys that should be a focal point on that part of the ball?
Well, and here's the thing. Maybe we'll get a little more, clarity about Greedy Williams' outlook. Obviously, the nerve issue was significant enough to where he could not play this year, and that's certainly unfortunate. Grant Delpit, you're expecting that he's going to come back healthy, right? I still think they need to add a safety, though. I still think they need to add corners. I still think that they need to add at least two linebackers, and one of them needs to be a thumper impact player. They absolutely need to invest in that position, especially in the AFC North. Hopefully Delpit comes back 100%. Hopefully Greedy Williams is able to, recover. But I don't think that will prohibit Andrew Berry from, getting players to help that secondary.
Darryl, they invested so much into the offense in the offseason. Look at Conklin's contract. And it worked. I give them a lot of credit for that. I thought that worked out well. Austin Hooper as well. Do they make a similar investment in the defense this offseason? And I mean, for instance, your big free agent signings, defense. Your draft picks, defense. You can tinker with the offense, but do you think it'll be that pronounced, the investment in the defense?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
100%. Because, again, the defense is why they're not playing next weekend. Let's be very clear about that. Yeah, the offense didn't exactly have a banner afternoon yesterday, but the reason they're not playing is because the defense couldn't get off the field against Chad freaking Henne, okay? So, yeah, that's where draft picks, free agency dollars, that's where the investment's going to be. Offensively, what they'll probably be looking to do, offensive line depth, they got to make sure they have that. Maybe they bring in a receiver. Rashard Higgins is up. Do they re-sign him? Did he have such a great year that he's outpriced himself for the organization? I'm sure that there's going to be conversation about Odell Beckham Jr. because there's always conversation and speculation about Odell Beckham Jr. Not so much from a Browns perspective, but just, nationwide stuff will get stirred up there as it always does. But there's not a lot that they have to tweak on the offensive side of the ball except for depth. And that's why I really think that the focus and the attention here as they go into this offseason will be getting this defense to a level that, Not only do they have depth, but they have guys that can consistently make big plays, because there was a lot of reliance on Myles Garrett, a lot of reliance on Denzel Ward. And granted that it's their job to make plays, but those guys need help. they can't play 2-on-11. And I think that there were times this year where it looked like the Browns were playing 2-on-11. The fact that they gave up 27 of 32 on fourth down this year, that's just mind-numbing to me. And the Steelers and the Chiefs were 5 for 5 in the playoffs, in the two playoff games on fourth down as well. The defense can't get off the field, okay? That's problematic. And that's why I really believe that they're going to address that. And again, the fact that they got as far as they did with an imperfect roster speaks to just how good this team is. And just think about spending an offseason on defense, how much better they're going to be in 2021. That's what's really exciting.
Daryl Reiner, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. Daryl, at the midway point of the season, or at the bye week, we heard from Kevin Stefanski, we heard from Andrew Berry, and I think, fans out there wanted concrete answers on Baker. Is he or isn't he? And they had,
right.
they had answers either way. Has that question been answered in your mind, or is it still, hey, we still need to see more? Like, how much progress did Baker make in the second half, in your eyes, to change the narrative of that conversation, that question, if he did at all?
He's proven himself to me. I don't know what else he needs to prove to the haters or the critics out there. He proved to me that the Browns can win with him at quarterback. He proved to me that he can elevate the play of his teammates. He proved to me that he can be a leader. He proved to me that he can win in January. He played very well yesterday. I know the box score doesn't necessarily reflect that when you look at the completion percentage, but he made some really good throws yesterday that got dropped, okay? He can't throw it and catch it himself, and that happens. So he's proven himself to me. I think that this offseason they'll absolutely pick up the fifth-year option on that rookie contract, and my anticipation is that they will at least begin the exploration process of getting him signed to a long-term extension. What that extension would look like in terms of years and annual dollars, I don't know. I certainly don't expect that he's going to get a Patrick Mahomes-style contract. Maybe he will. I don't know. But he proved himself to me this year that he can be the leader. He can be the guy. This team can win with him. He can elevate his play. He can elevate his teammates' play. So I have no complaints with what I saw out of Baker Mayfield this season. None whatsoever.
You know what, Daryl? I agree with you. I'm perfectly comfortable with him being the quarterback moving forward. I just wonder, and you touched on it, I wonder what type of an investment that will take from the team. And that's not a slam dunk situation. If he's asking, and who knows, and we're just all speculating here, if he wants the Mahomes kind of money, if he wants, the top dollar quarterback money, I don't know if that's an investment the organization makes. That's going to be the most fascinating thing with this franchise moving forward. Not who they draft, not who they sign. It's what they do with Baker money-wise.
Well, and here's the thing. They don't have they basically have, 14, 15 months, maybe even a little longer than that, Jeff, to work on that, okay? You pick up the fifth-year option. That signals to him, we believe in you. We got the fifth-year option. We'll work on an extension with you here. That, I think, signals that there's belief there and a commitment is forthcoming. I'll just say this, Jeff. Ain't my money, ain't your money.
Yep.
I don't care what they pay. You know what I mean? My thing is, going into the season, right? I was critical of Baker going into the season because he hadn't proven himself yet, right? But in spite of all that transpired throughout the season and how he was able to adapt, and really the bye week seemed to be the line of demarcation, right? He played well in the first half of the season, but he took it to another level coming out of that bye week. And really seemed to be comfortable after getting together with Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt and going through the offense and, you know, cherry picking what's working, what doesn't work, and things like that. He got the team to the playoffs. He helped put together the best season that the team has had since coming back into the league. He won a playoff game. He did it in Pittsburgh, where the Browns, quite frankly, never win. Okay, so he's checked so many boxes this year. That's why I say to the quote unquote the haters, the critics, some of these national guys who just want to bang on Baker Mayfield at every moment that they get an opportunity to troll the guy. I'm curious what other boxes does he still have to check to prove himself to these people? Because and from my point of view, Baker has checked the durability box. He's checked the leadership box. He's checked the can play at a high level box. He's checked the get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. Like he has accomplished everything that I wanted to see him accomplish to earn that contract extension. And that's why I feel very strongly he's absolutely earned a contract extension. I just have no idea what that extension looks like.
Daryl, that sums it up perfectly. Hey, buddy, thank you very much. We appreciate your thoughts.
You got it,
guys. Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I
agree with Daryl completely on that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.